in the southeast, the great majority of children get off to a good start and do well through early years, primary, secondary, and typically into post 16. But it's also told us that the gap between the achievement of disadvantaged youngsters and others still isn't closing fast enough, and that's our real concern. So it's a good job overall, but we've got to do more to enable those disadvantaged children to do better.
And across Kent, I think in primary schools, 88% of children are now in a good or outstanding school. We've come a long way, haven't we? Because that wasn't always the case.
No, that wasn't. I mean, it's a good rise in terms of percentage of children attending a good or better school compared to last year, and we're very pleased with that. But what you'll find is more of the more effective schools are in the more affluent areas, and typically around the coast and in some of the more deprived areas, still not enough good or better schools there.
Okay, and if we can talk a bit about Medway in particular, because that seems to have had a massive rise in the number of outstanding schools. Last year, I think, or the year before, there was quite a damning report into the state of education in Medway. What's been done since then to improve it?
Well, the figures are slightly skewed by the fact that there's been quite a rapid process of academisation of less effective schools in Medway. So those schools have yet to have, if they've restarted as an academy, yet to have an inspection in a good number of cases. So that skews the figures slightly. So what you're seeing is a process of regional schools commissioner brokering more of those schools into multi-academy trusts where, you know, the hope is that their performance will improve. So as we inspect more of them over the coming year and couple of years, we'll see whether that's been the case. But certainly some improvements in primary standards and, you know, hopefully a move in the right direction for primary schools. But still it's the attainment figures for the disadvantaged youngsters in Medway that we would be concerned about.
How important is it for a child to have a good start?
It's really important. And as our regional report makes clear, particularly in key areas like literacy, and if you can get that right, particularly, then children are much more able to access all areas of the curriculum and learning, you know, even things like maths. If they can't read properly, they don't understand the maths question. So we would say a good early start, particularly in areas like reading, is vital.
And you mentioned there's often a real big change across the county. So parts of Kent, I'm guessing kind of Tunbridge Wells and Seven Oaks will be quite good, and then other parts, maybe Thanet and areas like that, not so good. What type of work's going on to make sure we're bringing children across the county to that same level?
Well, we in the way that we inspect schools, you know, where we find good practice, we're drawing attention to it in the reports for those institutions. And we're challenging local authorities and multi-academy trusts to do more to make sure that in those more deprived areas, there's more of the better teaching going on. And we know it's a challenge recruiting and retaining good head teachers, recruiting and retaining teachers into those areas. But we're challenging everybody that has anything to do with running schools in those areas to do everything they can to bring all the good practice to bear there in particular.